I don't like confrontation. My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm just not that fucking into it. Some people fucking love to argue. Some people love to fight. They'll do it online. They'll do it in person. They'll join fucking debate teams. I don't want fucking any part of any of that. I just don't fucking like it. I don't have the energy to want to fucking do that shit all the time. So oftentimes, if you see me fucking arguing with somebody or getting all fucking worked up, well, maybe getting all worked up is the wrong way because I get all worked up doing this. But if I get like, if I'm in an argument with somebody or if I decide like, motherfucker, it's time to go, you know what I mean? Then I would have to be pushed to a point to do it or think like, fuck it, this just has to be done because I'd rather just not fucking do it. Well, when I was in a relationship, you know, when I was married or, you know, before we were married, I got into a lot of fucking confrontations because of my ex. Sometimes when I look back, I think like, this motherfucker doing this on purpose? Was she putting me in these fucking situations to fuck with me? Now, I'm a loyal person, and I remember getting really fucking pissed anytime anybody would ever fuck with her. Like, leave her alone, goddammit. Yeah, granted, she's a fucking adult, and she's a grown-ass woman, and she can fucking take care of herself, but I was very fucking protective. I'm like that with my friends, too. And sometimes I'm even like that with, like, just, like, people I know. Like, I remember one time I was working at the gas station, and the gas station I was working at was getting, like, worked on, so we had to work at some other fucking gas station. And, like, one of my coworkers, and somebody who I didn't even really fucking like, just some asshole at the new place was, like, trashing my coworker, and I was thinking to myself, like, who the fuck is this piece of shit? Like, yeah, do I like that coworker? No. But who the fuck is your dumbass to fucking criticize them? So, like, I'll fucking step in. There's, like, several situations over the years where my ex would say shit. For some reason, nobody would fucking deal with her. I fucking took the brunt of the shit. I remember one time, we were at work, or I was at work or some shit. I was having some conversation with somebody, and there's like a girl named Alex. I think that might have been her actual name, too. And she was just some blonde asshole. My boss was like, yeah, Alex is working. And my ex didn't know who the fuck Alex was. And she's like, who the fuck is Alex? And she's like, yeah, I just tried to describe her. And my ex was like, is that the one with the big nose? And I guess apparently she had a big nose. I never looked at noses. My ex always noticed people's noses. She was always fucking critical of everybody's fucking nose. I don't know why. Like, I never notice noses. Unless it's fucking enormous. Unless it's like a fucking Mr. Potato Head nose. I never fucking look at anybody's face and think like, his nose is fucked up. Unless it's broken. You know what I mean? So I didn't think anything of that fucking statement. Then like maybe a week later, I'm at work and fucking Alex comes in and she's like, I hear your girlfriend's, you know, talking shit about me. She said something about my nose. And I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, she did. She said he had a big nose. And she's like, why is she saying that? I don't fucking know. And she's like, well, you know, I got a real big fucking problem with that. You know what? Two things. One, I don't give a shit. Two, I didn't fucking say it. So if you got a fucking problem, why don't you fucking find her and fucking bitch to her about it, you fucking asshole? What the fuck did you think I'm supposed to do about it? What, do you want me to fucking apologize? Like, she didn't say anything offensive. She said her nose was big. What the fuck do you want me to do about that? I gotta fucking get involved with this dumb fucking conversation because somebody's oversensitive about their big fucking nose? Jesus, be such a pussy. When I was working in college, I was an RA and there were all these fucking residents around me. They were all fucking women. And they fucking pissed me off, but they were always in my room and shit. And it bugged the fuck out of me, but I was the RA, so I couldn't like be an asshole and like kick them out. So all these fucking assholes were just like hanging around. They weren't all fucking ladies. There were a couple dudes here and there. But like, I didn't want to hang out with these fucking nerds, but I was obligated to fucking hang around with these fucking nerds. And one time, they went out and they got fucking hammered. And one of them was like throwing up in their fucking garbage can. It was a fucking disgusting scene. And people were taking pictures of it. And I had my hands in the fucking pictures. And I was like, I showed my ex. I was like, look at these assholes. Fucking disgusting shit. I don't know where the fuck they are. And she fucking mentioned one time, like to these dickheads, that she saw the picture. And you'd have fucking thought that like, I just whipped my dick out and started slapping people in the face with it. Like they were so fucking offended. They're like, what the fuck did you tell her? Like, that's between us. Motherfucker, there is no us. You ever be in like relationships with people and they think like there's some type of code or some type of like a level of like respect or understanding that clearly does not exist? Like, I don't give a shit about any of you assholes. They somehow think that you're gonna be more loyal to them than you are to like your family or your partner or some shit like that. And that always blew my fucking mind. Like, why would you think I would give more of a shit about you assholes than I would give a shit about her? And why are you talking shit to me about her? You think that's gonna get you on my fucking good side? You think I'm gonna fucking side with you when you do that, you fucking idiot? Sometimes it can even be like a joke. Like, there's this other asshole I knew. We're like ordering food and like somebody ordered like a diet and I was like, you're drinking like fucking diet drink? And my ex was like, is it because you're fat? No, maybe not the best fucking joke, but it was female on female crime, you know? And she fucking was laughing while she said it. And here's the fucking kicker. The person in question wasn't fat. Like, she wasn't big at all. She wasn't overweight. She was just a fucking average girl. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, nobody would ever think that. And she got like super offended. And she was like talking about it. She's like, you know, she shouldn't have said that to me about it. Motherfucker, I don't fucking care. Stop fucking talking to me about that shit. If you got a fucking problem with her, then fucking take it up with her. What do you want me to, what the fuck do you want me to do about it? Here's the thing. Like, even if I think that my partner is wrong, most likely I'm still going to defend him. Yeah, I'm not going to defend him like a crazy off the wall shit. If they're a racist fucking bigot and that gets fucking uncovered, it's going to be like, well, fuck you. You're on your own and you're also single. If she starts like just walking up to people just randomly in the streets and starts punching them in the face, you might be on your own. But like normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill fucking situations, I'm going to defend my partner. I don't give a shit. I'm going to defend my partner. I'm going to defend people I give a shit about because they mean more to me than just random fucking assholes. Stop overestimating your relationship with me, you fucking dicks. I always underestimate my relationship with fucking everybody, so it always blows my mind when people overestimate it, especially when they overestimate it with me. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, and I'm on Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. You can catch me on Facebook. I'll have the cast in my timeline. I'm on Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou, and for photos of me and my cats and just random fucking videos and shit, you can follow me on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes.